Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard has missed Dreisaitl. Down to our right. Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is a reality.
Whoa!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
The Florida Panthers.
The mountain. Uh-huh.
The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it. Oh, what a group of bunch of guys. Paul Maurice, congratulations. Oh, what a team. What a gutsy effort. That is some cojones, boys. Wow. Oh. Oh.
They did it. The team from the start of training camp had one goal, and that was to get back to the Stanley Cup final and finish the job. Mission accomplished. The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Soak it all in.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Hey, Leroy. You don't look so good, dude. What's wrong, man? Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I found out what the remedy is for cat fever.
Oh, what? Really? What did you do?
Lord Stanley!
Frog boy over there!
The Stanley
Frog boy is a champion!
Wow!
What a night!
Hey. Goosies on top of Goosies, dude! Wow! What a night!
Wow,
can
dude!
I just say, if there's anything that'll get you on the hooch,
that'll have you drinking whatever you have. Oof. It was going through that 2-1 game.
Dude.
I was like, ah,
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy. 2-1 filthy was my pants last night.
2-1 filthy.
Hey.
Goosey's galore.
I'm going to say this again. It's something about the angst that you felt, but when you watch those guys play hockey last night, you never felt that they were nervous.
I didn't feel they were nervous, but I was so scared. When they're...
The starfish is here! The starfish is here!
Hold on, we'll zoom out. Put the music on!
I'm sorry! Where's my music, Frog Boy? Where's my music, Frog Boy?
Champion murderer right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
That's a champion murderer right there.
We're all getting rings.
Hey, wow. How are the nerves? Because I know.
Man. What?
Oh, first of all, normally we're the ones sending in with the doo-doo pants.
Dude.
Oh, but man. Jay Fink was on fire. I'm like, what is she doing?
Can I just tell you? Have you ever seen so many sticks on the ice?
Oh.
Stedlin losing a stick.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, what now we doing?
Did Forsling have the wrong stick?
Now we're playing defense like the glove because you don't have a stick. I'm like, what are we doing?
They should have put some cardboard out for Bobby's breakdancing out there. And everybody's just everybody's just like, Pah! It was like it's like when there's a fumble and everybody just yells football.
I'm familiar with that.
Everybody just dove to it. It was great. Dude, it was crazy. It was a crazy.
But
like on edge of your seat, but like exhilarating too, because like when Reinhardt breaks through with the goal, you're like, oh.
Of course it'd be him though. Of course it'd be Carter Verhaeghe.
That's my guy right there.
Oh no!
Never thought it.
Oh my goodness!
He just knew. He took a little tome stuff love, and he goes, I don't want to go to the Yotes.
Oh, my goodness.
You traded him to the Yeti yesterday.
No. I traded him. I threatened to send him to the empty Yotes facility. Deserted.
Great.
Oh, my goodness. And I tell you what. Kudos to the fans. That atmosphere was on fire.
Luongo killed
dude.
Oh. He killed that.
Did he snort hockey? Because he just was like, that was don't lose energy from Bobby Lou.
Yeah.
What? Because he wasn't on rhythm.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. He was like the little Energizer.
Yeah, dude. He's just like, him, you could just tell, like, him and Bill Zito have been sitting in that luxury box.
If they
pent up.
Yeah.
Wow. Look.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good in the jersey.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So,
what, dude, they did it.
Yep. And you know what? they were back to what they had been doing.
Yep.
How worn
down. Those are our cats.
How worn down was Edmonton in the third period?
Oh, my God.
Dead. They got nothing.
Dead. We needed one period of defense, and we definitely got
And my favorite was, at the end of the game, you knew the goalie was coming off. They couldn't get him off,
dude.
They couldn't get him off.
And they were like, there were two.
He kept doing this. He kept doing this. And they're like,
what a night, dude. What a friggin' night.
I couldn't get out. I couldn't get out. So, listen.
You couldn't get out where?
I couldn't get out of the jacuzzi. It was I'm like, okay. I was like the goalie, right? As soon as I feel comfortable, okay, I say, okay, well, if I just, long as I touch the water. So I stayed in the pool. So I got out of the jacuzzi and went right into the pool and stood on the edge, right? Now, I was by myself. Let's just say the neighborhood heard it.
Did they?
Oh, my goodness.
Let me just say, like.
All my neighbors heard
but
me.
But you know what's weird? No shame. For me, like, you guys are happy that I'm happy for people.
Yeah.
Right? Because I never got to experience it and I got close. But I'm happy for Paul Maurice. I'm
the people
happy
made
for
it,
Bob.
I'm
happy for, you know, for all the guys who have been, like, through it. Barkov.
Yeah, dude's like, been here since he was a teenager.
Right.
Sergei Bobrovsky, 35 years old.
Right.
Cements a place in the Hall of Fame.
Let's not forget some of the stuff that they had to go through.
Yeah.
Right? And it goes to show you.
And it was cool, like, just Kachuk, the whole Kachuk family's there.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see Big Wall, give him the waddle. Like, makes for a great penguin.
But yeah. Now, here's the thing. I was thinking, what's the chances of you going to middle school with somebody and you guys both winning a championship the same year?
Oh, that's pretty rare, dude.
That rare?
That's pretty rare, dude.
Rare!
That's pretty rare, dude.
Rare!
I mean, but one of them was Fugazi, though.
Right.
And
especially both because
right
we like,
what's going on?
You know, you got like some famous alum who went to your school, but like, you know, you guys have some cool accomplishments, but not winning championships a week apart.
Right.
That being said, I don't think Matthew Tkachuk is the itch to go to Boston to celebrate.
No.
We should, though. That'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Would it really be?
Hey, no. Let me tell you something.
Bruins fans.
When they walk into to your restaurant or you sit them and you feed them and you give them drink, right? They should be in here like Vikings. More ale!
More ale! To Lord Stem! Dude, when they're like pouring the drinks, the locker room shots
already?
Last night. Oh, did you see Lomberg?
Oh, my
God.
Wait, he's the same size as the cup. How could he drink out of it?
Oh, dude, it's
he's tiny.
He's
adorable.
He is.
He looks like a five-year-old with a full lock of hair.
He looks like he's like a shirtless rock star hoisting the cup, trying to, like, pour the beer into the teammates' mouths. Incredible. Incredible.
How much you think, like, he could have drowned. He's so little. Like, when it was his turn. Wait, I'm getting waterboarded.
What's up, Smitty? How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you feeling?
Yeah, baby!
Yeah!
Ah! 30 years, people. 30 years I've been waiting. I was at that first hockey game. I still got my hockey stick ticket. And when they come out here in Utah next year, which I still can't believe, you can't believe the name they gave the team out here.
What do they call them?
The Utah Hockey Club.
That's stupid.
What did they do? Oh my gosh, who came up with that name?
I don't know, Smitty.
Be fired right away.
I agree, Smitty. Hey, congrats, buddy.
It's a great day in Florida. We needed this. We needed it real bad. Don't even talk about football today, people. Let's enjoy this, and let's enjoy it, and be proud of what we have here.
Hell yes.
A team like this for the last 3 years, and hopefully we can re-sign everyone and bring everyone back. And Paul Maurice, dude, you remind me of Shula.
It's a great accomplishment for him, Smitty. That was that was really cool because he didn't get the cup until he's on ESPN,
right,
and he's talking to Emily Kaplan, and right as she's about to start, brings the cup over, and you could just see, like, it wash over him.
Right.
And him just, like, it was
It was so cool to see that moment.
It's like
him.
For 2 years he'd been holding in his emotions. Because they say, you know, periodically on the side you see him lose his stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But he's just like calm and he lost it.
Yeah, we'll hear from plenty of Paul Maurice. We got all the if you guys were too busy partying, banging pots and pans yesterday, we'll bring you all the post game stuff. Jesse, you got cat fever?
Guys, I do. It's obvious. I don't want to say the obvious. I'm sick as a dog right now. But really quick, I got to say, Leroy, you held it down yesterday. You were like a father figure. I was flaking around like a frosted flake. And you sat there and you kept me stable, Leroy. You kept me stable. But I already know why I'm sick. I want to tell you guys why the Oilers are sick, dude. I want to tell you why right now, dude. They're sick. They're sick because while we're here eating pollo tropical, these guys are eating fish and chips. Bro, while they're sitting there wearing these snow boots, I'm in my chancletas. I got a croqueta. I'm a casual fan. That's why they're sick to their stomach.
Goosies.
Dude, these guys are sick. They're sick and tired, dude, because they're lame, bro. That's right. I'm speaking for 99% of us, all right? We won in the fourth quarter, dude. That's right. Casual hockey fans, baby. They're sick to their stomach, dude. Oilers are lame, fam. Lame. Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Let's go.
Like his taunt is, we don't care as much as you, Canada. We got what you want.
Yeah.
Hey,
now that's the epitome of a taunt.
I didn't even really want this thing. But I'll enjoy it.
I'll sit here and I'll enjoy it. What about you, Eddie? You enjoying it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You don't sound so good. You okay? You good, dude?
Has some recommendations.
I've got cow fever!
Cow fever!
To my health.
Wow, man. Well, I wish you don't get better.
Yeah, true.
The only time that's acceptable.
Only time that's acceptable.
Go drink a lot of booze to remedy this. Okay.
Good stuff, guys. Go Cats.
There you go. Go Cats, Eddie. We'll get to more of your calls if you guys want to get in. 305-567-0560. It's a party all day right here on 560 WQAM. Back up to this.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.